Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find an see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Black won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economics. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control buildings and industry, and put that pulls in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for a lead. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folks got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folks must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money from the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor then is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor, then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about something like about 75 or 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. So you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad-mouthing you. And O'Reilly's. They can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate. And that's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March, well, who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
Many a young athlete entertains hoop dreams. Few, if any, have tried as hard to make them come true as the kid our Steve Hartman has gone to see.
Every week, he set himself up for disappointment. Every week, 13-year-old Jamarian Stiles came to this community center in Boca Raton, Florida, hoping to play basketball with the other kids. And every week, he was rejected.
They'll start picking teams, and I would be the only one left out. And then they'll just tell me, just go home and stuff. You can break someone's heart like that.
The problem was obvious to everyone but Jamarian. He lost his hands and most of his arms as an infant due to a rare bacterial infection. But he insisted that was no reason to give up his hoop dreams.
What about soccer? Have you heard of that sport?
Yeah, hear it every day.
Why don't you play soccer? That just seems like the obvious thing.
You would think that I would be good at soccer. I'm really not. I'm horrible.
Which is why, on the first day of class here at Eagles Landing Middle School, Jamarian took his case to basketball coach Darian Williams.
Yeah.
Said he wanted to be on the team this year.
I said, all great, well, just make sure you try out.
He said, okay, great, but what are you really thinking?
This man has no arms.
Yeah.
How is he going to play basketball? But, man, he told me, Mr. Williams, I've never been on a team before. Even if I don't play, I just want to be on the team. And how could I say no to that?
And that's how the Eagles got their first armless basketball player. Jamarian, number two there, quickly earned a reputation as the hardest worker on the squad.
He was usually the first one in the gym, usually the last one to leave.
Still, he sat on the bench most of the season.
Try one more.
Until last month. Coach put him in the game with about 6 minutes left. And when he eventually got the ball on the far side of the court, everyone yelled, shoot it! So he did. And sank. A three-pointer. And if you didn't quite see that, don't worry. Because shortly after, he got the ball again. This time on the near side. For another three-pointer. At the buzzer. Jamarian Stiles. The kid no one would pick. Was now everyone's hero. Needless to say, today, Jamarian can play all he wants at the community center. He just made the volleyball team and has every intention of playing football next year. Really, the only thing he won't play is the victim.
If I could wave a magic wand right now and give you your arms back, would you want them?
I don't need them.
You don't need them?
No.
Who needs hands when you've got this kind of touch?
All right, today we have, if everything goes according to plan, we have a live in studio guest from Eswatini. Eswatini is a country in Southeast Africa, and some of you that might not have heard of that the country name Eswatini. Its former name was Swaziland. They changed their name into Eswatini maybe about 2 years ago, possibly three. I had to look that up, but it's Swaziland is now officially Eswatini. So we're going to have a carpenter call in from Eswatini. Now, before that's the plan. Okay, so we're doing some firsts here today. We've had one other call like the first year, or no more than the second year we were in. But we had to do it due to the time difference and technology at the time. We did the call like hours before we do our regular scheduled time at 10:30 Eastern Standard Time. However, technology is a little bit better, well, a lot more better now. We're going to connect with them via Facebook Live. Okay, Facebook Live, which hopefully everybody that's listening can get a visual on that. Because that's the way you want to move. You want to do the programs Breakfast Club style, meaning we have the audio portion, but we also have a video portion. So we're going to see how that goes today. So he'll be in Eswatini, which is 6 hours ahead of where I'm at right now. All right, so now, before we get to that, we're going to talk about zip code chess. What is zip code chess? We'll talk about it in the next few minutes.
Now, learn this from Joel Osteen. That's my man. He be texting me. That's my man. This, God done put some people around me, show me some stuff. He was telling this story. He said this man that went to heaven, and he was walking with Peter down this aisleway, and was going down this corridor, had a lot of doors on it, and said all these doors had names on it. And he said, Peter, let me ask you something. What's all these doors, these names on? He said, don't worry about it. Just go ahead. So he kept walking. And messed around, he saw one of them doors and had his name on it. He said, whoa. He said, hey, Peter, this here ain't got my name on it. Something I need to know? He said, man, don't worry about that. You here now. Just go on in there and talk to him. See what he's here. He said, nah, I won't know what's in the door. He said, you sure you won't see what's in the door? He said, yeah. So he opened up the door. It was a warehouse. It had nothing but shelves on it. And in the shelves had nothing but packages. And all the packages had his name on them. And he said, what is all these boxes? He said, that's all of the blessings, all of the things God wanted to ship to you. But number one, you didn't ask him for it. Then number two, you didn't believe you would have it. Then you doubted him. And then you felt like you wasn't worthy. And so now all these boxes is up here. Now the man standing there wishing he had never even been in the room. And I started thinking. I got some dudes that work for me. And I said, I want you to do this graph for me. And that's what I'm finna show you now. See, what you happen is, when God sends your package, he only sends it to one street. That's Faith Street. You got to stay in faith. You can't move off of Faith Street. You can't get on Doubted Drive. You can't be over there and start doubting it, because your package going to go right on by. You can't lose your faith and get on Not Meant to Be Way, because your package is going to keep going right on by. Because the package just go to Faith Street. You can get your little feelings hurt, I ain't worthy. Guess what? Your package going to keep going right on by. You have not because you ask not. Then you sit up here and start feeling sorry for yourself. You go on pity way, your package keep going right on by. If you stay right on Faith Street, don't ever come off, because the blessing is coming. If you wait on it, here it comes. It may not come when you want it, but it on time. But if you get up and you move off of Faith Street, your box gonna get sent back to sender. And now you're gonna have a warehouse with a bunch of boxes with your name on it that you didn't never get. And I don't know about you, but I want everything he got for me. If he got something for me, I need all of mine. Because I don't know about you, but God lay you out, man. God will give you stuff. Man, he done took me places I ain't never thought I was going to go. I done seen parts of the world I never even thought I could go to. He done gave me stuff. He done put people in my life. God will do it for you, man. But you just got to stay, man. Use these principles of success. Understand, God is just that way. He'll lay you out. Because if he can lay me out, see, if he fix me and change me and get me over here trying to do better, I ain't perfect. I'm just trying to do better. I still say some stuff I ain't supposed to say. You understand? I ain't got it all together yet. I just got in the gate. I'm a new kind of Christian. But ain't no lock on my gate either. So if you see, once you check me, I'm probably going to check you back. But I'm getting better at that. I don't know how to love my enemies yet. I'm getting better at it, though. But it's a process. And the more times we can make people understand that it's a process, the more people can come in. And y'all people that have been good to me, that have been praying for me. I mean, man, my mama, if she could see me now, I just wish my mama could see me. Because she's been praying for this hill all her life. Watch my son. Well, he done watched me, mama. And I'm cool now. And my philosophy is very simple. I was who I was, but I am who I am. And I'm cool with both them people. Because who I was wasn't that bad a cap. I made some mistakes, but I've been changed a little bit. And it's still a process. And the more people that you invite into the process, the better this is. Because ain't nobody perfect no how. So I really appreciate y'all, man, hearing me and listening to me. I'm going to ask Kirk Franklin if he will come.
Okay, now, I just got off the phone with our guest. And he'll be we're going to do a Facebook Live. So I'm going between a smartphone and this laptop and then a landline, which I'm speaking to you on right now. So we'll be going live in about less than 10 minutes. We'll be talking with a carpenter. And matter of fact, he's our first official partner from the motherland. We'll be speaking with Swizway. Swizway, that's how you pronounce his name. And Swizway is a carpenter, so he's going to tell us about, and he'll be talking to us from Eswatini. And Eswatini is the country in Southeast Africa formerly known as Swaziland or Swaziland. I think Swaziland is the correct pronunciation. We can ask him now because he's there. So in less than 10 minutes, so we're going to take 4 minutes where we just get situated right now with Something for More. Thank you. So go to It's My House TV on Facebook, and that's where I'm going to attempt to do this. Okay, this is my first time doing this on here, and I'm like between a landline, a smartphone, and a laptop. But we want to talk about zip code chess. Let me put this out there. Well, and I have this in the program notes. Oh, by the way, if you go on our scrolling marquee on Blog Talk Radio, I've got just four pictures. Three of them deal with zip code maps. But then the other picture, the last picture of the fourth picture on there, is a piece of work that Sisway did over in Eswatini. So he's a carpenter. We're going to be speaking about him because he wants to build tiny houses. And let's see. In the United States, there are, well, let me put the stats this way. There are 19,500 municipalities in the United States. Everything from New York City down to towns that have less than 10 people that are that have municipal corporations. 19,500 of them in the United States. Only 10 of them have a population of a million or more people. Now, within those 19,500, and there are more towns than that. That's just the ones with the municipal charters. Now, there are over 3,100 counties in the United States, or county equivalents, because in Louisiana you got, instead of calling them counties, they call them parishes. And in Alaska, instead of calling them counties, he called them boroughs. So there's a little bit over 3,100 of those in the United States. And here's the number that I want you guys to take note of. Zip codes. Okay. And the reason why I titled this podcast today Zip Code Chess, because the most important thing that you need to be, well, the first thing that you need to become familiar with in playing chess is the board. And the board is the landscape of the game. In business or life, depending on what your interest is, the board or the landscape that people need to become aware of if they're not aware of it already, and particularly how to use it, are the zip codes in the United States. And there are 41,683 zip codes in the United States. Now, this came to my attention last night when I was in Clubhouse and I ran across a room. Wasn't even looking for it, just came across it. And it caught my attention, that which said black folk, out of the top 100 zip codes in the United States, 93% of those zip codes, African Americans on a critical mass basis cannot afford to live in those zip codes. On a critical mass basis. So then I got to work, how many zip codes? You know, there's over 900 where I'm at here in Florida. But in the United States, there's over 40, well, there is exactly 41,683 zip codes. Where are your customers in those zip codes? And we're going to use that as we do live streams throughout the year. Now, let's see. All right. Okay. All right. Now. All right. You know what? Okay. All right. I think I know how to operate this. All right. What I still do is I'm going to play a little interlude here from Umar Johnson. I'm going to call Swayze, Sizway on my other phone real quick, and then get everybody to, if you want a visual, go to Facebook. Our Facebook page is It's My House TV at Off Grid Housing University. But just go to Facebook, It's My House TV. Matter of fact, we got two pages there. You want to go to It's My House TV, and the page should say It's My House TV at Off Grid Housing University. That'll be us. We're going to live stream from there. So let me contact Sizway so I can direct them there as well. All right, we'll be. Just stay there. We'll be there. Okay. Just stay there. We'll be there.
And now, an exclusive first look at the upcoming documentary, 7 a.m.
Because true economic science is a branch of military science. War and money go hand in hand. Most wars are fights so people can make more money. And war is money. That means what? That the European American is not about to prepare black children to compete with his children for control of the economic sector. It's not going to happen. So if black people want this science, we got to teach it, we got to study it, and we're going to have to make some mistakes in perfecting it because we're still babies in the water of global economic commerce. As African people, we are financially illiterate. So we should not be surprised that we're so economically backward because we were never taught how to be economically forward. Our education in America has not provided or prepared us to be able to compete with Europeans economically. The historically black college was designed to do what? Teach you how to work for white people. Public schools, charter schools, parochial schools, independent schools. What is the purpose of education in America for black children right now? To teach them how to make a living working for white people. But I don't want the kids coming to my school to be going to class thinking that I'm learning this so I can go and get paid by a white person. They want to be empowered to start their own business. When they leave that school, they're going to go into business. And why do we need our people to be self-sufficient? Because when you're not self-sufficient, you can't speak your mind. One of the biggest reasons why black people have been so cowardly in the post-civil rights movement, not standing up for ourselves, standing up for our children, standing up against police brutality, we're scared to lose our jobs. We have to work. We got kids. I can't talk about the racism on my job. I might lose it. So the reason why we're not speaking our mind is because we don't have economic freedom. As Mr. Garvey said, Marcus Garvey said, that a solid racial program must be built on a solid economic foundation. Show me your economic condition, and I'll show me your political condition. The political economy of the black community rests on the premise that because they do not make their own money, they are enslaved to Europeans. And as a result of that, they will never be able to do what needs to be done to carve out a future for their children, because the hand that pays is also the hand that rules them.
Okay, all right. Now we're just trying to navigate. I'm trying to get my guests over to Facebook to our page so I can invite him on. Then we can start this interview, and like I said, we're doing a test run today, a beta run. So let me try Umar again and maybe a couple other things, but we'll hopefully we'll get you you straight in a few minutes.
And now, an exclusive first look at the upcoming documentary, 7 a.m.
Because true economic science is a branch of military science. War and money go hand in hand. Most wars are fights so people can make more money, and war is money. That means what? That the European American is not about to prepare black children to compete with his children for control of the economic sector. It's not going to happen. So if black people want this science, we got to teach it, we got to study it, and we're going to have to make some mistakes in perfecting it because we're still babies in the water of global economic commerce. As African people, we are financially illiterate. So we should not be surprised that we're so economically backward because we were never taught how to be economically forward. Our education in America has not provided or prepared us to be able to compete with Europeans economically. The historically black college was designed to do what? Teach you how to work for white people. Public schools, charter schools, parochial schools, independent schools. What is the purpose of education in America for black children right now? To teach them how to make a living working for white people. But I don't want the kids coming to my school to be going to class thinking that I'm learning this so I can go and get paid by a white person. They want to be empowered to start their own business. When they leave that school, they're going to go into business. And why do we need our people to be self-sufficient? Because when you're not self-sufficient, you can't speak your mind. One of the biggest reasons why black people have been so cowardly.
Okay, here's what we had to do. If you want to view us live, all right, we're going to be on our Facebook page, which is with Swizzway from Eswatini in Africa. He's a carpenter. You need to go to our Facebook. You need to go to Facebook. Our Facebook page is It's My House TV. It's My House TV at Grid Housing University. That's our page on Facebook. After you get there, what you need to do is you need to join our Facebook group. It's absolutely free. So go to Facebook, go to our page, which is It's My House TV at Off Grid Housing University. Join that group, and then I'll see you, and then I can bring you in so you can actually see and hear us do a, you know, a live stream between here. I'm on the east coast of the United States in Florida, and Swizzway is in Southeast Africa in Eswatini, formerly Swaziland. So that's what you guys have to do now. And then Robin's our MassCom person. She knows how to really coordinate this stuff. But this is a beta run that we're doing today. Because the goal is basically you can actually see us put together projects in real time. Just like we were talking about earlier this week with China Mac and Angela Jasmia. You can actually see us build stuff while we're doing the live stream program, so that's what I've been aiming for a long time now. All right, so let me go back. Okay, wait a minute. All right. Okay, I'm doing the live stream. Okay, I'm going live in 5, 3, 2, 1. Okay. I'm looking for, well, okay. All right, we're gonna play Umar until we get this straight, so be patient with us.
And now, an exclusive first look at the upcoming documentary, 7 a.m.
Because true economic science is a branch of military science. War and money go hand in hand. Most wars are fights so people can make more money, and war is money. That means what? That the European American is not about to prepare black children to compete with his children for control of the economic sector. It's not going to happen. So if black people want this science, we got to teach it, we got to study it, and we're going to have to make some mistakes in perfecting it because we're still babies in the water of global economic commerce. As African people, we are financially illiterate. So we should not be surprised that we're so economically backward because we were never taught how to be economically forward. Our education in America has not provided or prepared us to be able to compete with Europeans economically. The historically black college was designed to do what? Teach you how to work for white people. Public schools, charter schools, parochial schools, independent schools. What is the purpose of education in America for black children right now? To teach them how to make a living working for white people. But I don't want the kids coming to my school to be going to class thinking that I'm learning this so I can go and get paid by a white person. They're going to be empowered to start their own business. When they leave that school, they're going to go into business. And why do we need our people to be self-sufficient? Because when you're not self-sufficient, you can't speak your mind. One of the biggest reasons why black people have been so cowardly in the post-civil rights movement, not standing up for ourselves, standing up for our children, standing up against police brutality, we're scared to lose our jobs. We have to work. We got kids. I can't talk about the racism on my job. I might lose it. So the reason why we're not speaking our mind is because we don't have economic freedom. As Mr. Garvey said, Marcus Garvey said, that a solid racial program must be built on a solid economic foundation. Show me your economic condition, and I'll show you your political condition. The political economy of the black community rests on the premise that because they do not make their own money, they are enslaved to Europeans. And as a result of that, they will never be able to do what needs to be done to carve out a future for their children, because the hand that pays is also the hand that rules them.
Okay, now, I mean, oh, Jesus, okay, wait a minute. All right, we're trying to get, all right, let me, see if we're, all right, we got to get, oh, man. How can we get him a link? All right, share group, copy his link. All right, let's see if this works. Okay. All right, just sent him a link. Let's see what happens on my end. All right. Oh, man. All right. All right. We're going through a little learning curve here with, I'm going to have to get a producer just to produce this stuff. That will keep me freed up. All right, we got to Sizway. He's a Facebook friend, but we got to get him into. Okay, here we go. Sizway. Okay. Ooh. Okay. Where I got to approve him. Okay. All right. We got him approved. He's in our Facebook group. If you have, all right, we're going to be live streaming through our Facebook group. It's My House TV. So look, here's what I'm going to do, because I got to get situated on this end. We'll be back in about 5 minutes and start the live stream. Go to It's My House. Go to Facebook. Our Facebook group is It's My House TV at Off Grid Housing University. You need to join that group if you want to get in on live stream, okay? And we'll be, but we'll be doing an audio portion here if you can't do that too.
All right. So today in the federal courts of Washington, D.C., the Cherokee Nation was dealt a huge blow in their fight against the freedmen. Now, for those of you that don't know, freedmen are the descendants of slaves and free black people that were living on Cherokee land in 1866. And in 2007, the Cherokee Nation in Oklahoma, this is a western band of Cherokee, by the way, Osceo, for those of you in Cherokee Nation, they voted to, I'm used to saying disenroll. So they chose to disenroll or to take the citizenship of 3,000 descendants of free blacks and former slaves of Cherokee Nation members and take away their citizenship. Nah, we were fooling. Nope, you didn't read the treaties well enough. You didn't read the treaties word for word, and we're voting to revoke your citizenship. Those freedmen took the the Cherokee Nation to court. I'm Comanche, so I keep wanting to say Comanche, but this is Cherokee we're talking about, not my tribe, Cherokee tribe. And so those freedmen sued. Now, to go back and just do a little bit of history on the Cherokee belonged to the five civilized tribes. And the five civilized tribes were in the southern region of America. They were the, see if I can remember, the Choctaws, the Creek, the Seminole, the Chickasaws, and the Cherokee. And the reason why they were considered civilized tribes was because they were assimilating into white.
Okay, now, let's get ready to rock and roll here. Let me close out some windows on the laptop. All right. All right, let's try this again. All right, Swizz Wayden is now a member of It's My House TV, our Facebook group. And, all right, let's go to that. All right. Wait a minute. We wanted to go live here. Now, hold on, that's real. Oh, man. Let me refresh the page. All right. That's not what I wanted. I wanted Facebook Live. Wait a minute, man. What's... Okay. I don't know where that's coming from. All right, hold on. Let me go to... All right. Facebook. All right, live. Well, why don't... Okay. Now let's go to It's My House. Real fun. I don't want that. I want live. Jesus, what?
Hey, we welcome our...
Okay, I don't know what this is about. Oh, okay, wait a minute. Let me try this. Here we go. Ooh, this might not go. Well, we'll see. All right. 3, 2, and 1. Okay. Now, I'm on Facebook Live, but, all right, guest. Let me, Oh, hold on. Who's this one? Wait a minute. Okay. Let me go. I want to invite Sizzway on. He's not coming up in my, hold on, let me switch up between that and what's over. Wait. Let me go back to that. I just saw something. Resume. Okay, Swizzway. Okay, search. He's not coming up that way. Man. Okay. Let me do it another way. Let me see if I can get him this way. Oh, here we go. Invite. Let's hope this works. If not, well, we'll have to draft Robin. Only thing is now, for you blog talkers, you can hear me, but let's see. We're doing this one step at a time. Okay, what was that? Hello, Peggy. Osborne. We got a guest who is calling from Eswatini in Africa. But I'm trying to get him in on Kimmy K. How you doing? Let's see. That's Kelly Harden. Hello, Kelly. She's the queen of mobile homes. Oh, here we go. Swizzway. Okay, we got you. We got you. Okay. Right now we're trying to bring Swizzway on. Jesus. No, that's not working. Okay, people, our guest is a gentleman. He's a carpenter from Eswatini, formerly known as Swaziland, depends on how you pronounce it. In East Southeast Africa, and we wanted to chop it up about carpentry today because in order for us to build a tiny house or anything else, you need to have some basic carpentry skills. So I see him on, but I'm trying to get him into the conversation here on Facebook Live. And we're doing a test run today because it's a six-hour time difference. Where is it? What time is it here? It's 11:22 where I'm at. All right. Oh, Swizzway. Thank you, Peggy. Swizzway, click on join, and then I can bring you in that way. Click on join, Swizz, and I think, according to Peggy, I should be able to bring you in. And then, then we can pick up. So look for... let's see. Is there anything I can do on my end? Wait, I already invited him in. Yeah, so I already invited you on my end. So now you just have to accept, Swizzway, you just have to accept the invitation. And then you'll be on. Thanks, Peggy. Sisway, if you scroll up on your screen, you'll be able to see my request. And then just click on that, and you can get. Then we can start up. So scroll up, because it's been a little bit. And then, yeah, right. Thanks, Peggy. Matter of fact, you know what? While Sisway's doing, that's what I'm doing. Thanks, Kelly. Wait a minute, Sisway just said something. All right, he has to accept. Yeah, we got that. Accept, Sis. Peggy, can you come on camera right now? Because we can talk about what's going on in Columbus, or Ohio, really. But I would have to invite you on, so hold on, let me do that. And let me find you on my list. All right, here we go. Peggy, I just invited you in on. All right. Yeah, I know. Okay, somebody... I got Kelly in here. All right. I think I got a limit of three. All right. What's this going on here? And we're going to hold a Sisway. That's the person I'm looking to come on. All right, Peggy. I'm not Peggy. Kelly. All right. Thank you, Kelly. Look. I'm technically challenged here. Yeah, I got a guy from East Africa. He's a carpenter. His name is Sisway, and we got him in the group, and I'm trying to bring him on so he can speak about carpentry. But you're on here every day doing something technical. So I invited him. I invited him on already. Okay. All right, then. Okay. Thanks a lot, Kelly. We'll have you on another day. All right. Thanks a lot. All right. Now we got Peggy on from, you're in Ohio. Matter of fact, Peggy, could you tell us, while we're waiting to get Sisway on, tell us about the need for housing in your neck of the woods?
Our community is struggling very hard with finding resources, that are livable, affording rent. It's just really hard. We have a lot of people coming out of prison. We need people off the streets. We have a lot of people that are struggling, sir, struggling to find a place off the street.
Right.
Sleeping in abandoned porches.
Okay, I'm juggling the phone, a laptop, and it's...
That's okay, sir. I see that Segway said that he joined the group.
All right, he joined the group. Yeah, I see that. And I sent him an invite.
Okay.
All right, I sent it. All right, that's all I can do on my end, send him the invite. And hold it. I'm not trying to hold it. Ooh, are we still here? Oh, man, wait a minute. Okay. I think I done kicked everybody. All right, resume.
Join back in?
All right, yeah, I'm back in. Okay, now, Sisway recently joined the group. We got that part. Okay.
Back in, and then
you know what? Yeah. Yeah. Drop off Peggy, and let's see if we can get him in. Thanks a lot, though. I appreciate it.
That's awesome, sir. Yes, sir.
One way or another, I'll be calling you this afternoon. Okay. Now, Sisway, okay, can you join? All right, hold it, Sisway. Hold it. Let me see. All right. Click on the invitation, accept the invitation, and I should be able to get you in. And then next time we're going to use, what do you call it? Thank you, Peggy. Next time we're going to use Yardstream. And then we'll have our executive producer, Robin. She knows all this stuff. And she'll hook, we'll iron all this out before the, matter of fact, tomorrow we'll be running smooth. I'll put it that way. We'll iron out all the bugs. All right, Sisway, accept the invitation. All right, you're in the group, so we have that. And then I can bring you on. And tomorrow what we'll do is we'll probably do Zoom. That way we can cover Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, just cover it all. But today we're doing a beta test, and obviously for obvious reasons. So okay, we see Kelly, we see Peggy. Sisway's in the house. Sisway, and we usually communicate through WhatsApp. Okay. Sisway, I sent you an invite. Have you scroll up if you haven't seen it. Scroll up and accept it. Once you do that, I can bring you on. And we got, all right, we have him as a viewer. All right, let me go back to, all right, so, Sisway. All right, Sis, yeah, but I've done my part. I've invited you. And nothing's refreshed. Oh, let me. So we just had to wait for you to accept it. Okay, and what's coming up on my screen is just Sisway recently joined the group. Sisway, if you can hear me, okay, what works between you and me all the time is WhatsApp. Send me a note on WhatsApp if you can hear me what I'm saying right now, or Facebook Messenger, either one. And so what's tomorrow, Friday? Right, Friday. Yeah, tomorrow's Friday. We're going to be discussing tomorrow. You know, it's movie review day, so tomorrow on It's My House we'll be discussing, not for the whole 2 hours, but we'll be discussing the film, the documentary, 2,000 Mules, which was somebody recommended that last week. So we'll cover 2,000 Mules tomorrow, Friday, and we'll cover Cold Chess tomorrow. Then we'll start off with Sisway from Eswatini in Africa, Southeast Africa, because I'm going to wrangle, what's her name, Robin in here, and we'll iron out whatever's going on here. Okay, well, we know we had Kelly on. Thanks again, Kelly. We had Peggy on. Thanks again, Peggy. Sisway's here, but we just got to, I don't know what's happening with the invite, though, because I invited him from my end. And, okay, I'll try it again. All right, Sisway. Okay, Sis. Okay, I don't know what's going on here. He's in the room. Okay. All right, Sis, I'm sending you a a note right here on live. Let's see, which is, do you see the request? Do you see the request? The request. All right. Facebook is tripping, ain't it? Got an outdated phone number on here and everything. Okay. All right, let me do this. I see him. All right. All right. It won't let me. Wait a minute. All right. I'm ending the live stream there. And I'm going to come back with it. Okay. All right. Let me try it again. Hopefully he's still there. Oh, you know what? Hold up. Let me call him on WhatsApp. All right. Okay, let me call him on WhatsApp real quick. Yeah, how you doing, sis? Yeah, I saw you in the room, but did you see the invite?
Yes, I called the invite, but I did accept it.
It wouldn't let you in, or what?
No, it just gave me the link to the way you were presenting something, but I wasn't in video. I was a listener for.
Oh, no. All right. What I wanted to do is, I sent you an invitation, and with the invitation, you would come on the screen like we're talking now.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I wanted you to do, accept the invitation. Can you do that?
Okay.
All right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go back there and invite you again and send you an invitation and then accept the invitation, then we can go from there, okay? All right, thanks. Bye. All right, thanks a lot. Okay, all right. What's up, app? That's what's up. Okay, now, people, we're going back to back to our Facebook page. It's My House TV. And live, okay. We're going live in 3, 2, 1. All right, hold it. You know what? All right. Now. Okay. Sis. Invite. And let's see if this works this time. All right. All right, I don't know who I have here. Hopefully it's his way. Not telling me who it is, though. Okay. All right, I've got somebody in that studio, but it is not showing me who it is. I did send out an invite to Sizway, a new one. All right, we'll have all this ironed out tomorrow. I'm going to get Robin in here. Okay. That's weird, man. to do is have a convo by WhatsApp. I'm on a landline. The people on Blog Talk right now, you can hear me through. I can talk to you Blog Talkers like regular. Okay. Okay, there's something going on between here and... It's got to be something minor. Got to be something minor. Okay. Okay, you know what? Let me... I don't know what's going on here. I invited him. Sizway, if you're there... All right, let me, you know what, to cut through this. I'm going to finish this off. Right, in that. We're going back to what works. Okay. I'm going to delete that. All right. We're going to WhatsApp. We know that. I'll call Sis from that. Okay. And we'll just cover the conversation this way. All right, Sis, did you see the invite?
Yeah. Okay. Now I just saw a notification that you are online. You are live. I didn't see the invite.
Ooh. Okay. You know what? We'll try that one more time. But you know what? I tell you what. We'll try that like tomorrow. But I got you right now. Okay. Give us. Okay. Let's start with this because this is our first conversation like this. Now, Eswatini, all right, give us some background on the history of your country. It's called Eswatini. Am I pronouncing that correctly, Eswatini?
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. And before it was, Swaziland or Swaziland?
Swaziland.
Swaziland, okay. So... You're a carpenter in Eswatini right now, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay, now what kind of things do you make?
Sorry?
What do you make? What kind of do you do? Furniture, houses? What kind of things do you make with your carpentry?
I do kitchen features.
Okay. Okay. All right. Furniture, guest house. All right. Then you. How do you get your business? How do you get customers?
I use Facebook. That's my online thing.
Oh, okay. All right. We use that over here too.
Yeah.
Okay. So now, you would. What's your goal now? You're interested in building, like, little tiny houses?
Sorry?
You're interested in building houses or tiny houses?
No, I haven't done that so far.
Okay, all right. Well, if you can, judging by the work you do, if you can, you got the basic skills to do that already.
I do have the basic.
Right. Now... Let me ask you this: is land the land in or what city do you live in over there?
City, I'm in Manzini. It's a town, Manzini.
Manzini, okay. A lot of people live there, or do you have a rural area there? Semi-urban, okay. Are there any places...
It does have the root of rural.
Okay, all right. Now, to get land over there, what do they sell land by over there? Do they sell it by the hectare or they sell it by the acre?
I very sure
mm-hmm.
when it comes to actors, but they take mostly, for now, they use the 50 meters by 50 meters, starting from there. Then it depends who you find the land from.
Okay. Because I know...
Council, which is a community-based council.
Right.
They give you in those 50 by 50, but if you buy the land from another guy who does the properties, then it's sell on Hilton.
Okay. Ooh,
but the power of getting land over the inner council is based on your financial import.
All right, so, well, I don't know anybody over the NSYTENI other than you. So, I guess you need to go through, an outsider would have to go through a local person.
Yeah, we need a local person.
Okay, local person. Now, do you own the land or you just lease it? Oh, okay. All right. Do you have to pay taxes on it on a yearly basis? How does that work?
In rural, there is no taxes, but in urban, there are taxes.
Oh, man. I like it over there already with the rural areas.
Yeah, it's good having this land in rural because you own it one, no taxes, and you can still develop it further.
Okay. What about, I imagine outside in the rural areas you have many villages then, don't you?
It's possible.
Okay.
Some people do like that. Now people who want to make money, they do that way by having the land closer to the towns.
Uh-huh.
And maybe making those houses and renting them out.
Okay. All right, rent it.
Some make lodge and hotels.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so now let's get back to Facebook. So you're getting your business from Facebook, Facebook Marketplace. That's good. That's the only thing that you need over there is Facebook Marketplace? That's the only advertising you need is Facebook Marketplace to get business?
Yeah, in fact, my bigger clients, most of the clients, they see my things over on Facebook, then they contact me over my cell phone. But the biggest line of connection is Facebook.
Okay, good. All right, well, hey, look, maybe I know we can do some business together, and then... I like to fly over that way when I get a chance. I know some people in Uganda and Kenya, but they're not carpenters, though. All right, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a call back. What time is it there right now? Okay. Say that again?
Yeah.
What time?
6 minutes to 6.
6 minutes to 6, okay. And yeah, it's all 6 minutes to 12 here. So, okay. All right, what I'll do is, are you available tomorrow about the same time you were earlier today? Okay. All right. Yeah, so okay, so yeah, and then I'll have somebody in that knows how to get you into that Facebook thing. So all right, Sizwe. How do you pronounce your last name?
Yeah,
Well, let me hear how it sounds.
As much as your second name is difficult for me.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, it is, yeah.
Yeah, I am Mzebele.
Mzebele?
Some kind of, but just come again, Mzebele.
All right, Mzebele. Is that how?
Mzebele.
All right, hey, hold it. The first is
Bele. Yeah.
I got to practice it. Okay. Well.
You called me. It's M-E, so
Mze. Mze Bele. Okay, Mze Bele. All right. Well, I got Swayze. I mean, Sizwe.
Yeah.
Okay, I got that one. I'll stick with that for right now. I'm gonna have to practice the other part of it. All right, Lord, thank you for coming, being available, and then.
I can't pronounce
those. Well, you know what? I'll call you later and walk you through that. Okay. I'll walk you through that. Okay. All right. Thanks a lot, Sizwe. We'll talk to you later, or tomorrow morning, or tomorrow. I'll call you back later today, though, probably.
Okay.
All right. Welcome. All right. Thanks a lot. Bye. All right. I'm going to get Robin in here. Let's see. Let me thank him on now. I was speaking to you guys on my landline phone, but I was talking to Swizzway through WhatsApp. And then I'll have Robin in here so we can get the whole Facebook Live thing straight. We did get him in the group to join. We got him on, but it's got to be something like very minor. So we want to get all that straight. Once again, he's our contact, boots on the ground in Swaziland. Oh, excuse me, Eswatini. That's the new name of the country, formerly known as Swaziland. And all right, well, we got some commonality here. Number one, he does carpentry. I'm not a carpenter, but he is one. Number two, he gets his business through Facebook Marketplace. And I like Facebook Marketplace because it's been very good to me over the last 3 years. So we have that commonality. And some places around the globe don't have zip codes, and some and a lot do, but you'll be surprised at the number of countries that don't have a zip code system as we know it here in the United States. So some of those might be in Eswatini. We'll find out more of that. So tomorrow we're going to do a film review on a documentary. What do you call it? 2,000 Mules. Okay. Zip code chest. And then we want to spend the bulk of the time speaking to Sizwe in Eswatini with no technical glitches whatsoever. So that's our goal for tomorrow. We're going to end it here early today. So we can prepare properly for tomorrow. We're probably going to do some other beta test runs so, you know, we can run smooth tomorrow. So if you want to speak to Sizwe tomorrow, live, well, I'm going to get Robin to set all that up. Call in and we'll go from there. Thank you, Peggy. Thank you, Kelly. You know, for guiding me through that. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.